How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
So what's the business now? Being an investor, like you have the...
My main business is investing in real estate. I've always been good at it. I always love it. I love to own something that I could touch, that I could feel.
Yes.
The second business, of course, is the Shark Tank businesses. And I love that because I love the people involved.
We're running the marathon together.
God, he strikes me as too shy a man to succeed in that field.
I know.
Such a dichotomy, right?
But that's what the allure is. He's not in front of the camera.
Yeah.
He's kind of just there enough, you know?
On the side like an observer.
Yes. Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. That's true. He's not thirsty to be in the front.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people like about him.
It almost looks like he's too shy to be in the front.
Yes.
I don't know if that's an act, but I think it's
real. No, it is. It's real. Yeah. He's like that. He's cool. He did my apartment tour too.
But yet he doesn't have any qualms about jumping on the bed with you.
I know. He jumped in my bed. He did it off camera, which was weird. No.
I was there. I was observing. I was checking it out. It was incredible.
It was good.
Very good.
Yes. You have a nice bed. I saw yours. Are we rolling? All right, guys. Welcome to Something Went Wrong with Vinny. Today is an amazing episode for me. I'm fangirling over here over the queen of real estate, the queen of Shark Tank, the queen of TikTok now.
Oh, really?
Barbara Corcoran is here. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming.
Nice to be here.
Nice to meet you.
Your TikTok is hilarious.
I know, we have fun making it. Not as funny as when we're making it. We're laughing twice as hard.
Yeah. The bloopers, the outtakes. Yeah. Those are the ones you got to
see. No, the real deal we're laughing at.
Oh, the real deal. Yeah. Oh. Okay. My TikToks, I have 14 drafts for every one that I do, but it's always the first one that's usually the best.
Absolutely. And the ones that you put the least effort in,
sail
away.
Yeah. What is that? I don't know.
It's they can tell too. They can tell when it's an organic.
You know? It's they're punished for trying hard for the first time in life.
Yes. Wow. Did you always have that sense of humor? Because you're hilarious. Yeah.
I'd rather have fun than anything else in the world. I don't want to die unhappy. I'm going to try to get as many laughs in as I possibly can.
Yeah. And you've always been like that? Yeah, or was it?
Always that way. Laughter comes first. We don't care who we insult, as long as the whole table is laughing at dinner time, you know?
That's that Jersey stuff there.
It's a Jersey stuff.
Yeah. Edgewater?
Edgewater, yeah.
Edgewater. That part is coming up now.
Oh,
it's nice.
Up and
all those glass buildings and stuff.
When we were there, it was a blue collar, low price town.
Yeah.
Anybody could afford it. And then it got gentrified a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Those million dollar apartments over there. And then it's going into Fort Lee.
Yeah.
Fort Lee is coming up too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been up too.
Yeah. That's getting up there too. That's where you were a waitress, right?
I was a waitress at the Fort Lee Diner, and it's still there.
Is it there?
It's a Chinese restaurant. Uh-huh. Same seat, same counter. They haven't changed a thing except it's Chinese now.
Yeah. There's nothing like a Jersey diner.
Well, you can get anything you want. The menu goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, especially if you rely on cheesecake, which I always do.
Cheesecake.
Open late.
Always good.
24 hour?
Open 24
hours. That's the best.
It smells like coffee all the time.
Yeah.
I like a nice Greek guy that greets you.
That's the best.
Was it Greek owned or no?
Greek owned, of course.
Of course.
I flirted with Nick every day.
Yeah.
Sure I got the right hours.
That's
he's behind the counter. The cute waitresses are abroad
important.
Doing it. Yeah.
They're important to have cute waitresses.
Oh, yeah. God.
I'm starving now. This is good.
You're a waiter. Tommy Bahama.
I work at a lot. Maybe we'll cut that out. But no, I've been in hospitality for 14, 15 years.
Probably get the most tips because you're very friendly and people like friendly people.
Thank you so much. You know, I also lie to people. You know, they go, what do you do for a living? And I go, well, I'm gonna be a fireman. And then right there, bang. But I'm actually a dirty comic. You know, I don't tell them that.
You lie to the people at the table?
I lie to people at the table.
That's funny.
That's not right.
I know, because I feel like if I go, I'm a comedian, and what's the first thing they're going to say?
They're not going to give you a tip.
They're going to be tell us a joke. And I'm like, oh, I'm in the weeds. I'm sweating. I'm taking orders. So I'll tell them, oh, I rescue pets. And I'm like, oh, they're 30%.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. Yeah. It's right.
My favorite part about Shark Tank is it normalized people with money and billionaires and stuff? Because you would never think that.
We don't hear that often, really.
I would never think that they would have such a sense of humor and just be like joking around with each other. Yeah. You know, and that chemistry obviously is what made you guys so successful. But it kind of like puts you at ease when I hear you talk just and you're so down to earth, you know? Yeah.
Well,
so that's like the TikTok
episode
thing.
Of Shark Tank. They had a different set. They had stacks of cash in front of us.
Really?
They just put. Like seem better than everybody. They wanted us to touch the cash here and there. So it was kind of a crazy gimmick, but they took it away after the first season. Yeah.
That's corny.
Yeah, it's very like apprentice-y.
Good try.
Yeah. I guess we could talk, I don't want to be repetitive, but just a little bit about more about your come up before Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. You started off a diner waitress. I heard the infamous story about your ex that propelled you to be the queen of real estate. That was like the best mistake, the best thing that ever happened to you.
Best mistakes are often the best ventures that you stumble into, really.
Yeah. Can you tell my audience
about
it?
Yeah. Actually, waitressing at the Fort Lee Diner was my 22nd job, I think. I'd worked since I was 11, but I had a lucky break. It was the night Ramon Simone walked in. He was good looking, dark skin, jet black hair, aviator shades on. I thought, well, I'm going to be losing my virginity within the month. I knew it.
Yeah.
And I did. I was 23.
Wow.
And he suggested this was after I worked as a reception for a couple of years. He suggested I'd be great at real estate and offered to loan me $1,000 to start my company. I think if I hadn't gotten that $1,000, who knows? I don't think I'd still be at the Fort Lee Diner, but I don't know how I would have found $1,000 to start a company. You get your lucky breaks in life, but I get to repay that every day on Shark Tank. You know, I'm always looking for me coming through that door. Mm. I'm going to be your lucky break now. I'm going to be your lucky break. And it really does work out.
What was the $1,000 for? Like to get your license or something?
Oh,
or?
No, I just borrowed a license from an attorney. That those days you could kind of do that. Rented a desk from an accountant. Uh-huh. And I just paid a monthly rent. It was enough money actually to get through 4 months of being in business.
Okay.
And lucky for me, I made my first deal in the first week. So I got ahead of the whole week, you know.
What was the first deal?
First deal was a rental apartment. And I immediately went out with my $340 commission check. And I spent it on a fancy coat.
Because
I still had my pea coat from New Jersey. And I thought, I'm going to have a fancy coat and look like a fancy lady. And it was the best money I ever spent.
Mm. Yeah, you wanted to like look
Nothing's
the part.
Nothing's measured up to that all those years.
I did that too. When I got my first Jersey shorts, I grew up poor.
Jersey shorts?
Shorts.
You couldn't have thought higher than that.
Jersey shorts, save it for Shark Tank.
Yeah. It's my Jersey new TikTok. Short, yeah. Jersey shorts, my new sketch show. My first check I got when I still didn't have money was I bought a Mercedes.
Whoa. That's a lot of money. Where'd you get that kind of money?
Well, so we did our show and we got paid nothing the first season, mm-hmm. $0.
That's unusual.
Yeah, reality shows, they kind of, now I think they have to pay people a little bit.
They have to pay something.
Something, but with us, 2009, it was nothing.
Wow.
And then the second season, we became like such a hit. We made like 100K for the whole season.
Oh, you did?
And, you know, I had no business spending.
Sure you did.
60K on a car.
You made it, why not?
I know, that's
taxes?
I just felt like, you know, like I just never had anything close to anything nice that I was like, I'm not going to put this in the bank. Like I want to, and I was betting on myself too, that it would continue.
Isn't that the truth? It's a vote of confidence in yourself and you never regret it even for a moment, I'm sure.
No, it worked out. And you could sell a car.
You could sell a car, but you didn't.
No, I didn't because it ended up working out for me.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good.
No surprise it all worked out because you envisioned it that way.
Yeah, that is true. Do you, what's your like biggest splurge or stupid purchase that you've ever bought or?
Probably my Porsche.
Your Porsche.
When I bought myself a Porsche and it was a stick shift and I didn't realize it was out on the curb. I couldn't drive. So I had to come back in a week and take lessons from a very nice man who sold it to me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I grounded those gears for 10 years before I sold that car.
Wow.
Stick shift is good though because then no one else can drive your car.
Oh, is that what it is?
No one can borrow it because,
who cares?
You know.
I had a 911. I could sell it for a lot of money.
Yeah. Wow. But you were 41, so you already had made money at that point?
Oh, I'd made a lot of money all of a sudden. I had made no money for 15 years. Then for 5 years, I made a shitload of money.
Yeah.
That's how business is. You know, you come last in line when you're building a business. Everybody comes ahead of you. And finally, there's excess and you can grab some money, you know?
Yeah. If I had a, what would your be, if you had FU money, what would your thing be?
Giant house. Like a beautiful house.
But that's like something you do. That's a smart purchase.
I mean,
okay, let him have it.
All right.
Say.
I already embarrassed myself the first time.
I thought it was excellent.
If I had a, like just something completely a Pokemon card, a Charizard.
Go back to the house.
Yeah.
No, like, it was that worth
PSA,
a million?
A PSA 10 graded, like collectible, like from 1995. Like that's my whole childhood. Right.
How much
there.
Is that worth?
Like I think Logan million, Paul got it for
$1 million, right?
Half a million, I think. Half a million. Now it's worth like 1.2.
And what would make you so sure that it would hold its value versus the house, which always does?
Well, I said the house first, okay? So I was thinking about that.
That's the smart purchase.
Yeah. But now, I mean, it's,
something that doesn't hold value, I guess, is like stupid.
Nowadays, those cards are, they're like little assets. You know, yeah, during the pandemic, they shot up and they're still, you know, you go on
but
a website now.
You're sure when it's going
to kind of.
Yeah.
You're right.
Really broad markets, a specialty, right?
Yeah.
Real estate, you could always look at it. You can see it. You could be inside of it.
And let me tell you, this is the best month to buy real estate. This very month we're in. I've been
really
so many good deals.
I'm looking at an apartment, so let me know.
Apartment buildings. No, really, because first of all, interest rates went up and no one expected them to get up. And confused everybody. What do you mean it went up? We expected it to come down. So people got scared. Like, what's going on? They don't make rhyme or reason of it. They lost their confidence. People are still sitting on the sidelines. There's no more new houses. It's like a perfect time to buy real estate. And I went out to the same properties that I had seen in different cities where I always invest. And I put in the same offers. And the same offers were accepted that weren't accepted 3 months ago. So this is a good time to buy real estate. But those windows close so fast. You know, they open because of uncertainty and they slam shut when the election's decided, when everybody knows where things are going.
Right.
So it really is a little tiny crack in time.
Is that because you don't do mortgages?
No,
I heard that somewhere. You do mortgages.
Properties.
Okay.
In a sense, you want to leverage to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just don't buy any investments without.
Right, because so if the interest rates are super high, should that scare you away from buying?
As long as the numbers make sense.
Yeah, because then the price is going to come down.
Deal. You get the better deal. Yes, it more than makes up for it when you do your math. Yeah.
Okay, good.
But
like,
it takes courage. You know, most people like to see a crowd out when they're out. Like, oh, I lost it again. I lost another house.
Yeah.
They're pretty smart to be in the market. I think the opposite. When there's a lot of people in a market in any city I'm looking at, I get out of the market. I'm going to pay more.
Are you invested in places all over the country, like
not
markets?
Not all over the country, but I try to build the best, try to figure out the best cities with the most wealth coming in, the most business coming in, young individuals who are educated. And that's always a city on the rise. And I'm always looking for a city that has a real friendly attitude to real estate people. Uh-huh. You get a city government against you, you can't make any money. It's very hard to make money in New
York.
It's
political, yeah.
Do you like Fort Worth, Texas?
I don't know Fort Worth, or I would comment on that. Yeah. I really don't like Texas. A little too flat for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Flat.
Yeah, I saw a lot of
buildings. That has nothing to do with investment. That's just my own taste. I don't like flat, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know.
Strip
I like
malls. That. So is it commercial or is it
apartment
rentals?
Buildings.
Apartment.
I love apartment buildings.
Okay.
You know why I love apartment buildings? Because everybody always needs a place to live.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't have to have a place to work.
Right.
Or
work from home.
To shop in, but they always need a place to. So it's a great foundation. That's solid rock.
Yeah, it is a little bit because I was getting into that a little bit. I like owning my spots, but then I'm a little afraid of being a landlord.
You could get someone to manage.
Property manager, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take your money.
You'll take it and then just.
Sure, I'll lose it for you.
You'll lose it for me? Okay. I'm doing a Shark Tank deal right now. This is amazing. Let's pivot into Shark Tank. My favorite show, this is a weird quirk about me, but I always watch Shark Tank when I'm eating.
Oh, it's the best. Yes, I agree.
I don't picture people eating while they're watching.
No, it's the perfect dinner.
Assaulted.
No. Perfect dinner time show. You ever have like a, I won't take a bite of my food until the new Shark Tank is locked and loaded.
Really?
I love it, yeah.
Oh, I have too much respect for what I'm watching.
Okay. Actually, I changed my mind.
Yeah, We take it back.
I sit down on my couch and light candles and, no, it's true. And I always watch it with a girl too.
Oh, really?
Because I want to, you know, I could see if she's interested, you know, she has a business mind about her, you know.
Oh, sure, that's a qualification for a girl for you. Does she have a business mind?
A little bit. Yeah, okay. You know, running a household is kind of.
I would judge, is she close enough to me on the sofa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, thank you on the popcorn because it will ruin her teeth.
Yes, that's good.
All those things that's more important.
Yes. Shark Tank and chill. Okay.
My wife loves popcorn. Maybe I should have reconsidered.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. So that's the weird thing about me. So Shark Tank. Now you built this whole business in real estate. And then got into TV.
Yes, I sure did.
How long was that after you were already successful?
It was just about when I was doubting whether I could do anything else.
Okay.
Shark Tank came along. I was doing TV gigs, real estate segments, but thinking to myself, this ain't going to go anywhere. And then Shark Tank called me. And then they rejected me after what? I signed the contract.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said they had found another woman to take the spot, and they only had one female seat.
Oh.
So then I did what I do really well. I wrote a note or an email or a text, actually, of protest to the head, which is Mark, who was Mark Burnett, tell him my best things happen when my back is against the wall and I'd be the best shark and everything that went wrong in my life turned up roses because of my persistence, and invite us both out to compete for the seat.
Mm.
And that's exactly what Mark did. And I won it. I am so happy I won it.
Yeah.
What would I be doing for the last 16 years? Probably something, but not as much fun as I'm having now.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no, you guys handle like TV so well. Like, you're not like these like cocky millionaires and stuff like that. Because people on TV are divas. You know what I mean?
Well, but if they're not the real deal, they have to pretend to be the real deal. And that kind of tends to make somebody a diva.
Yeah, exactly.
I find that people with a lot of money hang out with people with a lot of money, and they're regular people, or they wouldn't have had the people talent to build the empire that they did.
Yeah.
Generally, most entrepreneurs are very likable, very charismatic, and very relatable to most people. So I think Shark Tank's just an extension of that, what's really out there.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So so you're doing Shark Tank. You weren't supposed to be on it. You fought your way onto it. You became one of the original. there was another guy too that I met once, but he's not on it anymore.
Kevin was the original shark.
Kevin.
Kind of skinny guy.
Yeah. Another Kevin. There were like too many Kevins here. Kevin.
There were two Kevins on the show. It was terrible. We'd say Kevin, they both
Yeah. It's so crazy walking back. Sometimes like an old one comes on and like all the haircuts and everything are different.
Yeah.
Even the shoulders on the suits look
different. Yeah, the shoulders look different. You can see like the passage of time. You can see COVID happen. The seats start to like
get. You see the hair thinning and then you see the hair coming back again.
Yeah. Kevin O'Leary had like dark bald hair.
Yeah.
The hair on the side was dark. Oh, man. I love it, though. Okay, a couple of my personal things that I have to know about the behind the scenes of Shark Tank. So you said that you don't know who's about to walk through the door. There's no producer that comes in and preps you.
No, they don't even come in and say, you're going to love this one.
You're lying.
Prime you up.
You're lying.
They play dead face all the time. It's really annoying.
Do they want to do that to you guys? They want you guys to have a genuine reaction?
Surprise at anything we hear, that receive it as it comes. They don't want any prep at all because it's a reality show. It's not supposed
to. Yeah. You're a reality star like me, Barbara.
Yeah. I think of myself a reality star. I think of myself as a good investor, you know?
Yeah. Well, a little bit of both, you know. And you're a TikToker too. So it's 2024. We're everything. Okay. Okay.
You see them setting up though, right? So when you're sitting down and you know.
Oh, yeah. You're like, why is there a llama in here?
Why is there a hamburger vending machine?
You see the llama, you see the machine, but you don't know what you're looking at. There's no signage. They put the signage up right before they step out.
Gotcha.
So you can't really guess at what it is.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't think that that's what producers on reality shows too. They want everything to be a secret for everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
But I wouldn't think they would do that to you. That's interesting.
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so they don't really prep them. Now, the pitches are a lot longer than we see, right?
Much longer than you see. You usually see at home 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In reality, they're hour and a half.
We
get to ask a lot of questions that you just don't get to see. But what is remarkable to me is that the producer is able to knit it together and make the story make sense.
Oh, of course.
So quickly.
Yeah.
It makes sense with the action. I don't know how the heck they do that.
Yeah.
They're very, very good at it. It makes it engaging, you know?
Well, my original show, I think it was like, it was like 500 hours for one episode.
Well, that's because you weren't very good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They were like waiting.
Better and better.
Right.
I don't want to waste you.
Now we're better. So now they do it quicker. They're like, come on, get in. We just throw a table and then we leave.
You're going to like it anyways, how they feel. And they do.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I knew that was long. Now, I know you probably have seen some crazy stuff happen on the carpet. Do you have like a funny, crazy story of
things unexpected happened? Like four guys came in, young guys. They're really sharp, nice people. I don't remember what the business was. This was last season. And then as the fourth guy went to talk, he dropped dead on the show. Didn't drop dead, but he flat out went down.
Just passed out.
We thought, and it was on cue almost. So we laughed and thought it was very funny.
Yeah.
Started asking questions. The guy kept laying there. And after that, I said, is he okay? No, he's passed out. So in came the stretcher. Out went the guys and never came back again. It was so sad.
Oh, man.
It's reality. You can't take a second shot in anything.
I know.
But he's okay, though.
I don't know. I have no idea if he's still living.
Oh, okay. Did he get a deal at least?
No, he didn't get a deal. They got him shook. Oh, they got the whole team went out.
Nope, he just died and didn't get a deal. Well, that's how it is, man. It's like, you know, he probably practiced that thing perfectly in the mirror 8,000 times, and then you get that one shot on Shark Tank. But you guys put them at ease, though.
They stutter a lot. They don't make eye contact. They get nervous. They sweat. We wipe them off. We do everything to make them feel calm. But we also want to film them sweating it out.
Right.
They're really nervous. Yeah. So there's a cross.
A balance.
Yeah.
So when someone comes in and they ace it, are you immediately impressed? Like, oh, wow. Okay,
that's impressive.
This person's
suspicious.
Pretty...
Oh.
I know they're a great salesman. I know they've practiced their pitch. And I know they've delivered everything perfectly. So I take a second look.
Oh.
Is that too smooth? I don't know. I don't believe so much, you know?
Yeah.
I like an entrepreneur that says, I'm not really sure. That's real. I believe him.
Right. Something authentic, something honest.
Because you're going to have a partner. You're going to live with them. You don't want to schmoozing everything over.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you would rather somebody give you their like honest numbers.
Of course.
Than just be like, oh,
usually the numbers don't prove out anyway. You assume so. They always exaggerate the numbers because they want a deal. Mm-hmm. But they've got to have some semblance to reality. You know, they have to have orders when they say they have orders instead of just visits.
Right.
I visited a buyer, so he's talking about a big order. It's a little different than I have an order from Kmart.
You know? Right, right.
So that stuff gets fleshed out.
This ties into my next question. It was going to be, I couldn't believe that that's actually your guys' real money. It's your money, right?
Of course, it's our money. Well, whose money do you think?
The network. How many things can you invest in? It's the show's been going on for 18 seasons.
Well, about 150 to date.
The
question is, how many of the 150 are successful where you make money? And I'd say about a quarter.
Right, but if you were not on Shark Tank, you guys wouldn't just be getting pitches all day long, maybe, or would you?
You know, maybe we would be in a fund of some sort that startups, but we sure wouldn't be seeing pizza pies there and those smaller businesses. We'd be seeing technology plays and things like that. These businesses are easy to understand. And I have to tell you something. It's more helping the person that gives you the satisfaction when you're a shark. That person, you feel like if they didn't come in that day and they didn't say certain things, if they didn't do certain things, they wouldn't have gotten the money. And you know their life's about to change. It changes the night it's aired. They get tremendous sales. And even if they just do that, it's great. Wow. But really, I've seen so many lives change and how delicious that really feels, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have many places where that can happen.
The craziest one I've seen, not crazy, but like the most heartfelt one was that family that like they lost both their parents.
Oh, the
cutting board?
Yes. Fireman and the mom. Cancer, yeah.
They both died of cancer, the parents?
No, the mother died of cancer and the father was...
Was he 9/11?
Killed in 9/11.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And like these...
Close together too. I think it was like within a couple of months.
Yeah, close together. And like the father had a dream of like this like... It was a good idea actually.
It sold well.
The cutting board, yeah. You all invested in it, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
But the most impressive...
We invested anyway, whatever it was.
Yeah.
We were crying.
Of
course, heartfelt, of course. You know?
Well, what made it so heartfelt was like they were like standing there so strong.
They were great kids.
You know what I mean? Like they weren't like, you know, because some people I think ham up the stories a little bit.
They
like,
didn't. They were.
That was like the real deal. You know what I mean?
They were almost like firemen themselves. You wouldn't expect a fireman to be a fast talker ever, right? And they weren't either. They were
great
kids.
Yeah. But when someone like starts like bawling, crying about like their cat, just do you guys ever just like look and...
I just don't think you should be crying, period. No matter what the reason.
Yeah. Right.
Together.
Keep it together. Like, especially women as a last-ditch effort on the show will try that sometimes.
Yes, that's what I see.
I really care.
Yeah, now you have to feel bad for me. That's like their last thing.
Yeah, a victim never succeeds in business. That's what a crying person is, a victim. And that never works. It just never works.
Interesting. Okay, people. Today's episode is brought to you by Tushy. Let me tell you something about Tushy, guys. Before they even sponsored this podcast, I was in love with Tushy. I was looking up how to get a Tushy because I'm active in these streets. And sometimes the toilet paper does not cut it for me. With Tushy, you can turn any toilet bowl into a fancy bidet. You don't need an electrician. You don't need a plumber. It's easy to install. And I have three bathrooms in here. I already have one Tushy. I want to have three Tushies in this house. It sounds a little weird. But yeah, I mean, I'm a runner. I go running every day. And, you know, sometimes you got to just prepare. You got to prepare because you get a lot of dampness and things happening down there, but not with Tushy, because Tushy, there's like a power nozzle that just gets it off. And it's amazing. I recommend it to everybody. If you want to turn any toilet seat into a bidet, you got to get Tushy, okay? Smart spray nozzle. It's a game changer. It's a game changer for your health. We don't want to just spread around bacteria with toilet paper. We want to actually get rid of the bacteria. And this is how you do it. So yeah, they sent me a t-shirt that says, ask me about my butthole. And I'm telling you about my butthole right now. My butthole has never felt fresher and cleaner because of Tushy. All right, guys, let's do the call to action. Feel shower fresh when you need it the most. And join the 2 million butts who are already switched to Tushy. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off their first bidet order when they use code VINNY at checkout. That's 10% off your first bidet order at HelloTushy.com with promo code VINNY. That's HelloTushy.com with promo code VINNY. Get your Tushy bidet today. You will not regret it. Your butthole will thank you later.
So what would be like your little elevator pitch to someone that wants to go on the show, like to get a deal?
Make sure they're great TV. They look good. They look the part. They're energetic.
Yeah.
And carry the room. Because if that doesn't happen, they're not going to air on Shark Tank. So that's much more important than actually the deal.
Oh, wow.
And then the second thing is, I always think it's a good idea for an entrepreneur to come in knowing who they want as an investor and to play the fiddle to that person's dream. Because I know when somebody's talking at me, and I feel privileged, like I'm going to talk at you now, you know?
Yeah.
So I think you want to pick that up. When someone's not making eye contact with you, which you notice right away, somebody's standing there pitching, they're not making eye, they're not here for me.
Yeah.
It's very helpful.
I like when the sharks let them hear from other sharks.
They hardly ever do. Everybody's...
Mark doesn't do that. He's like, you got to give me an answer right now. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, always, that's a basketball thing.
Yeah. But I kind of like where it's like, no, like, what are you... Where do you... You let them talk? Like, you let it... Because a lot of times they bury themselves too, and then the deal gets better.
Yes, they do. There's more in what they don't say to pick up than in what they do say. What they do say is all practice, and they want it out in order and everything else. What they don't say is where the real gold is, because you start to size the individual up.
Yeah. And now you guys get to do your due diligence. So you're not investing in every single thing.
It's a handshake until we do the due diligence.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you say, like the percentage or whatever of deals that actually go through?
Probably 2/3 go through, 1/3 fall by the wayside, maybe a quarter to 1/3 in any season. And the reason for that is either the entrepreneur doesn't want the shark anymore, once they air, or the entrepreneur doesn't want, or the shark doesn't want the entrepreneur. It could go in either way. I'd say evenly split.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
You know, a lot of people come on Shark Tank, and I think it's a good idea, even though sometimes the sharks object to it. They come on Shark Tank because they really want to air on Shark Tank. It helps sales.
Yes. They
don't really want to share the stock of their company or get an investor.
Yeah. And can you read that? Do you realize that sometimes?
I'm not as smart as I think I should be. I think there's one every season, but I always miss it until I vested a lot of time in it.
Right. Gotcha. You've never done any like spinoffs or anything? Like they have it all, like you ever do like Dancing with the Stars, or would you just do something like that?
Why would you raise Dancing with the Stars out of all things? Why would you even raise that?
I just feel like that's like the pipeline of like ABC just, well, I did Dance with the Stars. It was a hard experience, but
so were you eliminated right away?
No, I made it like 8 rounds.
Oh well, I made it no rounds. I was.
Oh, were you on it?
One, I was in. Like, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't
dance. Obviously,
no, me neither. But I was the guy that they wanted to torture.
Yes,
and keep there. No, you were. The best is getting eliminated quickly.
You think so?
Yeah, because you make...
You feel like such a loser. I was flown back to New York by a private jet. They wouldn't let me talk to anyone. They wouldn't let me get out of my gown and change in my apartment. They had a secret metal door. They clumped me down. And I arrived in New York and had to appear on the Today Show. And Hoda said to me, so how does it feel to be the biggest loser? That was my God.
I had no idea.
So looking back, it was very funny. But no, I wouldn't say being eliminated first is any fun at all.
No. Yeah. First, maybe like 3rd. Yeah, I wanted to go 3 or 4 because... Trust me, once you're there too long, it's too much because the money's not even worth it at that point.
You don't do it for the money. You see how far you could go with your 2 feet.
Yeah.
I thought I could dance. I thought I could really learn to be a spectacular dancer until the first day on set. And I noticed everyone was 1/3 of my age. I thought, who am I kidding?
Yeah, but that's weird that you would be first because they want to see just people try. Like I had a professional dancer win my season.
Yes.
Like the celebrity was.
Yes.
And I didn't think that was allowed. I thought that you want to see people learn how to dance that.
Yeah.
Fortunately, a lot of times people have that experience.
No, okay.
I said most of the people knew how to dance.
That's so, not fair.
Well, it's fair. They threw the gauntlet. They competed. It's kind of fair.
Okay.
Maybe an edge to begin with.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. Guys, it's the holiday season, my favorite season, my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Very grateful for a lot of things in life. We got Christmas coming up, and people travel a lot throughout the holidays, you know? It gets cold in New York. We gotta go other places. We gotta go on tropical destinations, and we gotta just get out of New York, just do things, you know? And part of traveling is learning a new language. And thank God for Rosetta Stone, because Rosetta Stone makes it so easy to learn a new language. They are trusted experts for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. And I love that they have fast language acquisition. There's no English translation, so you like really have to learn and speak and think in that language that you're learning. And it has speech recognition built in. Built-in true accent feature gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. Learn anytime, anywhere, on the mobile app or your desktop. And it's an amazing value. You get a lifetime membership. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and languages that you need in life. You got to get the lifetime access to all 25 languages with Rosetta Stone. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short period of time, Something Went Wrong listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today, TODAY, for your gift that keeps on giving. Rosetta Stone, baby. Now let's get back to the show. All right, guys, today's show is brought to you by Gobble, a delicious meal prep food company, but this is not your average meal prep. All the menus from Gobble are designed by professional chefs. The meal kits are pre-prepped and planned, but it is gourmet. It is chef-made ingredients, okay? You feel like you're eating at a five-star restaurant in your kitchen, and it's time-saving. You make it in like 15 to 20 minutes because all of the prep work is already done. They sent me the classic beef bourguignon, and it was amazing, okay? It was the best I ever had. Had mashed potatoes, too. Had cipollini onions. It had like a cremini mushroom, red wine glaze thing, rosemary thyme butter. Like, I am not buying these ingredients on my own. Usually I'm just making some meat and vegetables. So definitely next level. It's flexible. It's family friendly. There's stuff for kids there too. You pick what you want and then you order it. And then, like I said, it's super easy and simple to make. My favorite is that there's a lean and clean dinner plan, because I love high protein, low carb, low calorie meals that are already prepped for me. Because if I'm cooking on my own, chances are that the meals are going to have high calories. But when someone already does all that work for you, you just sit there, it's portioned out, you eat it, you know how many calories you're eating. And like one serving of the beef bourguignon is like 660 calories. That's great. So definitely check it out. I want you guys to see what a difference Gobble will make for your whole household. And right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You're going to get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/VinnyG. That's GOBBLE.com/VINNYG today for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. You guys are going to love it. Go to gobble.com/VinnyG today and start eating good.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
So anything else? Like, would you do Traders or?
Well, they did ask me.
They asked me to do Traders.
The same producer asked me to be on The Voice. It was the voice with the masked voice of Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And she said, do you sing? I said, about as well as I dance. I never heard from her again.
I think her name was Dana Katz.
Yes, Dana Katz. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, she books.
I bet she's about ready to call me back 2 years later.
Yeah. She always has something in the can.
She's a hustler.
But it's just so funny because, like, you have money, you're so successful. So these things are just, like, fun to
They're
you.
Just for fun. You have the liberty of time to play there. You're making a lot of money elsewhere, so you don't care if you make so much money or none at all. And you just have the life experience to see how many boxes you could check. Oh, it's a lot of fun.
And you guys became celebrities. So it's like you're also getting a celebrity endorsement investor. Like that makes you different than another kind of investor. Like having a shark, you know?
We like to claim that that's the case.
Yeah.
We always say we're not any investor. We're a celebrity investor.
Yeah.
Whether people believe us or not or think it's an advantage, I don't know. Or they're certainly not willing to give up more stock for that. That's what I have found out.
Right. Speaking of celebrity investor, you had that amazing invention you wanted to pitch.
You know,
the
it's
shower
so,
one.
I'm telling him already out. What else?
No, this one's good. This one's good. It's really quick. It's a one-liner.
I doubt it.
It's a one-liner.
I doubt it.
So my wife, every time she showers, her hair gets all over the walls. Mm. What if we had a product for men like me can go in the shower and we could remove the hair with one swipe and it's
like a squeegee kind of thing?
A squeegee, get your wife's hair off the wall. Are you in or you out? I will accept royalties.
I'm definitely out because it's called a squeegee. It's just fine. We don't need your product.
That's silly. I have a real one though.
Oh, really?
I don't want to hear the one.
Okay.
Quick. Make it quick.
Real one.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Okay. Flossing, always been an issue with me.
Yeah.
Floss picks, all that stuff. What if there was an invention where, like a mouth guard, where you put it in your mouth, you move it a couple times, you take it out, done. Floss guard.
Disgusting. Who would want to rinse that thing out?
Yeah,
well,
that is gross.
A monthly subscription. You get little cartridges.
Now you're getting crazy.
You better stick with this job.
Cut that whole thing out, please. Thank you.
Well, one thing I learned, especially being like a quote-unquote celeb, is like, I don't think I'm an entrepreneur or a businessman. I'm the guy that just likes to like show up when someone else already built the thing. You know what I mean? Because
you should have had a rich dad.
I know. I didn't. That would have been great. I am a hustler.
Yeah.
But I can't like eat, breathe. Like I have ideas for things, but like I'm not the guy that's going to work 24/7 around the clock on it and stuff like, and like assemble the team around it.
Well, because you're not a businessman.
No.
You are as an inventor. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as you get a businessman to take your product out.
Exactly. Yeah. And what about like, I know you built a team around you pretty early on in real estate. I always get a little bit confused by that too. Like spending money to make money.
Oh gosh. It's the name of the rule of the land.
Yeah. Well, I get that for like investing, but sometimes when you're building a team and now you're starting to add payroll, like more overhead. Yeah. How do you know when it's worth
But you know what? It's worth it if you hire the right people. You have to be really sharp at hiring the right people and not an ounce more, not an ounce less.
Uh-huh.
You have to be able to motivate them to become stronger at the pay you're giving them. And so you wind up with a lot of success if you have a nose for hiring people. But if you don't, you have no business being an entrepreneur. You can't really make money on yourself. If you're using your own hands, unless you're Picasso or somebody, you have to work through people. So it's your ability to spot a person, figure out what you're going to use them for, what their limitations are, what their goodnesses are, and put them in that spot.
Yeah.
That really is the key to building a big empire. You can build a small business with your family members,
right,
your friends, but you can't build an empire unless you have a nose for people. Absolutely.
Yeah. So for real estate, you had to just cover more ground and You know, like, how did you turn $1,000 into $66 million?
Well, it took 20 years to yeah. do that. So you can imagine it took a lot of work, but all of us work very hard. So who cares? But what I had a gift for assembling the right team. We had losers that had no experience. We had people that couldn't get a job elsewhere, and I got them to believe in themselves.
Okay.
So we pulled as a team together. We had a hell of a lot of fun all along the way, which is key
to yeah.
the business also, having a lot of fun. But we had a creative shop. We and you know what else? We had a great advantage. We were all women competing against the old boys network. Mm. You know, they didn't give us respect. They didn't even see us. We were invisible. And it took me a couple of years to realize there's a real advantage to being invisible. Nobody's watching you.
Right.
Nobody's keeping tabs until you come up from behind and grab them.
The real estate team were women?
All women.
Oh, really? Like, I didn't even know that.
15 years.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's definitely. Cool.
Women work hard. They join hands and not as territorial. I'm a little bit biased. Of course, if I had built a team of all men, maybe I would have felt the same way. But as right. women, we were unstoppable holding hands, really. That's we all right. believed in each other, you know?
You should make like a biopic, like a movie about that.
Yeah, this sounds like a movie.
Is that what is a biopic?
That's like a movie about like a real thing, right?
It's like a biography movie.
Who wants to see anything real? Everybody wants to see everything.
Yeah. Fake, you know? No, but you know that movie about the space, the women that worked for NASA that like they solved
that
the code?
That was a good movie.
Yeah, what was that called? Yeah.
I forget. It was a bad name, but it was a good movie.
Yeah. But that's what I'm picturing. Like, you know, like you guys like take over the
world.
Yeah. But yeah, you're not involved in that because there's been a lot of real estate shows that have come out.
Yeah, it's
since
like
Selling
the
Sunset.
View, the agent and the customer's view, and they're wildly entertaining. Yes.
Yeah, but they have to create drama. It's a reality show at the end of the day. Like, they have to, like who's cheating on who or whatever it is.
Get a little juice, so to speak.
Yeah. That's cool. And Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures.
That was it.
Oh, Hidden Figures.
Yeah. Hidden Real Estate Figures.
Yeah.
I'm on some.
And you still live in New York, right?
Yes, of course.
You still live in New York.
It's a great town. It's going through a few bumps right now, but it always comes back. That's what I've learned from the 1970s onward. People would write off New York and say it's a bad market. It's not going to come back. Wrong administration, too much crime, whatever. I've heard it a million times before.
Mm-hmm.
It always comes back. It's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Now, coming up from downtown just yesterday, it took me 3.5 hours to get to uptown. What's that about?
Yeah.
Back.
The season's coming. That tree comes up. It's warm.
Gotta take the train.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The train is quick.
I take the train. I'm autographing the whole way.
Oh.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. You know, that's what I love about New York, too. I tried to live in L.A. for a little bit, but like in L.A., you know, $6 million, you see like the infinity pool and you see like the fancy house in the hills.
Oh, they're rich.
You know they're rich. Like in New York, like the billionaire is taking the subway.
Yes.
And he's in some apartment that just looks like a window from the outside. It's like people aren't flexing their money like that. Like they're really about that life, you know?
The apartment that I find so startling all the time are the largest apartments because I've been in so many over the year where the billionaire, a multi-billionaire, doesn't even have any furniture, just has a TV and a chair.
Yeah, because he doesn't care, right?
Hey, what does he care? Whatever, I'm just watching TV, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. Is that why? That's why you probably have to start doing TV shows and stuff. You have so much money, you don't know what to do with it. You know?
I worked in the Plaza Hotel for a long time.
Did you really?
Tommy Hilfiger owned he owned a floor.
Tommy Hilfiger did the Plaza.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he sold it. This was maybe like 10 years ago. And he was never there. A beautiful, like unbelievable.
That was
apartment.
For his side chicks.
Probably. Who knows what it was for?
That's a big assumption.
Yeah. Well, who knows? But
the hotel apartment is weird. They sell those a lot.
Yeah.
They have those the ones.
They come with full service. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. There was a room, a quarters, a service quarter, all that stuff. Yeah. It was wild.
Yeah, I don't know.
You
so
know, what I found in New York City, and I'm sure it's true of every other town, the larger the apartment is, the fewer nights someone spends in it.
Yeah.
If you actually calculate what they spend for the 3 nights they spent there last year, it comes out to something like $70,000 a night. Like, why would you go to a hotel?
Right. Yeah, you just want to kind of like own it and stuff. But yeah, no, I say the same thing. People wonder why I live here. And I'm glad that you stayed too, because you have the money, you have the success. You could have just retired on a beach somewhere.
And bored.
You still like the stimulation of the city.
Of course. It's a great city.
You have an office.
I constructed an office. I'm about to renovate it again. I'm looking for a good architect if you have someone.
Okay. Yeah. You probably know more than us, but.
Yeah.
So what's the business now? Like the being an investor, like you have the, like
my
that's.
My main business is investing in real estate. I've always been good at it. I always love it. I love to own something that I could touch, that I could feel.
Yes.
My second business, of course, is the Shark Tank businesses. And I love that because I love the people involved. I don't buy people that I don't believe in. So anyone I have close to me, I really like them. You know, and that makes a difference, especially when it comes to selling the business, which has happened.
Uh-huh.
To get that kind of closure, very often people don't want to share their money with you. You know, they turn.
Right.
My people, they're really good people. So I trust them. And then, of course, we do all the commercial stuff, you know, the endorsement deals, speeches, the stuff that comes with any variety. Yeah.
And then you like just being like right in the heart of the city. And then you get to like have the office and figure out all that stuff, but still live here instead of, because everyone moved out of the city, you know?
Yeah. You know what I think? It's not even to be in the office to see what's going on. I just feel that when I'm in New York City, I'm extremely creative.
Yeah.
So much you get exposed to, it gets your electrons on edge all the time.
Yeah.
So you think of more ideas, you work harder, you're always comparing yourself to somebody. Probably not a healthy way to live.
Right.
But it really does bring out your competitiveness.
Yeah.
And you, I think you deliver your best stuff here in the city. Or I know certainly for me, I do.
Well, you have that nice trailer I saw. My friend Caleb took a tour of.
Call it a trailer.
You called it a trailer.
It's double wide.
A double wide trailer.
There you go.
It's in Malibu? Or?
Yeah, it's right in Malibu.
Okay.
Cliff, you would love it.
Yeah.
You would have, like me, put almost $1 million into this little trailer to make it like the Four Seasons
Hotel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you want it to still be modern.
Perfect spot. So it's great to be up there on the cliff watching the sunset.
But do you have a vacation home here too?
No, this is my home here in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have I do have a vacation home, Fire Island.
Fire Island, that's your spot?
Yeah.
That's like your Jersey Shore, Hamptons, like Fire
Island. Easy to get to. You don't have to wear anything but a t-shirt. It's it's so nice.
My friend
I've heard so many good things
grew up there at Fire Island. You know, there's like no cars there and stuff.
You ride your bike.
Yeah. Great, I have to check that out. That's interesting.
Don't check it out.
No? Okay. We don't want people to migrate there. I don't like the Hamptons.
Well, don't
it's bougie. It's expensive. Have you been to the Hamptons?
Yes, I have. It's a wonderful place. I think you ought to go there and stay with
me. You liar. All right, guys. I wanted to take a quick break from the show to tell you about FitBod, my favorite workout app. Right now, I am big into running. I'm training for a couple of special races coming up. So that means I am cross-training. So I'm running during the week, a lot of miles, but at the same time, I don't want to lose my gains. So I have to make sure that I do get into the gym a couple days a week, but my workouts have to be like really curated because I'm actually just like doing full body things. So I have to make sure that I'm hitting each body part. Nonetheless, FitBod really is helping me with that because I make sure that I'm not just like, oh, let me do this. I'm like, all right, I'm using FitBod for tracking everything, customizing my workouts. There's 1,000 videos of new workouts you can do for different body parts and making sure that I have an all around good full body workout for the couple days a week that I am training. There are other times where people want to weightlift every day. It just depends on your goals, but FitBod will customize your workouts for your exact goals. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. So you all should definitely check it out if you want to fine tune your workouts, if you're just getting into working out or whatever you want to do. Sometimes a gym can feel like a lost cause and you don't know what to do, but FitBod, they'll get rid of all that for you. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been working out since I'm 18 years old. I'm from Staten Island, you know? We do that. Actually, we're born with like a dumbbell in our hand. So I was like doing like tricep extensions with my mom's umbilical cord. Okay, that was too far. But nonetheless, FitBod makes it easy for you. I'm still learning different exercises that I never knew existed. And by the way, sometimes you just need like a little refresher, like, oh, I forgot I could do that. So we all like discounts, and that's what this is here for. I'm going to give you a little call to action right now. We're going to add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription, or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Vinny. That is fitbod.me/VINNY for 25% off your subscription. Try the app for free, download it, look around, but you're going to love it. And then you're going to want a subscription and you're going to want 25% off. So make sure you use fitbod.me/Vinny. I hope you all crushed it in the gym. And now back to the show. Okay, last couple questions that I'm curious about. So you have, how many children do you have?
I have two only.
Two only,
Mom had 10, so I feel like a failure in the
Your mom had 10?
Yeah.
What did the 9 do?
They do everything. Most are in their own business.
Okay, okay.
Most are younger than
me. Are you the most successful one?
A little bit so, but I have a lot of siblings that are very successful in their own business.
Really?
Yeah. You know, my dad never liked working for anyone. And growing up, we watched him work for someone two jobs his whole life to support us. And when I think watching him, we all decided we're not working for anybody. I did for my first 22 jobs, but when I really want to get a responsible job, I always knew I would have my own business. I didn't know what it was going to be, but
yeah.
I have it.
You know? I can see that happening, but so many different ways, like all the siblings doing it is...
Oh, all the siblings except one.
Okay, okay.
She's a secretary, but now she's retired, but all the rest started businesses very young.
We don't like right secretaries. When they got to high school, no, we like secretaries.
College. They yeah. Right into business.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Another little side question. How do you handle, like, once you become successful and have money, family asking and friends asking for loans?
I do two things. In the first 2 years, no one in my family asked for a loan.
Okay.
But everybody had a $10,000 problem came to me. People I didn't even hear of that.
Yeah.
Remember me? Mm-hmm. It didn't happen with my family. But with my family, what I did is I took my money and put a huge chunk in an education fund.
Okay.
So we pay for a few generations to go to college. Wow, that was my way of giving. And it was also, I thought at the time, a selfishly smart business because you didn't have to decide on a formula for each kid. It was like everybody, as many kids as you have, they all go to college free.
Right.
So it seemed like a great benefit, you know?
Yeah.
And then what I do for my siblings now is I fly so much for a living. I always fly coach. And I collect the miles.
You fly coach.
No way.
And I
come
give
on.
To them because they fly all over the United States to Europe even. I collect so many free miles.
That's Barbara, great. You do not fly coach.
I don't, of course I do.
Really?
Yeah, why would you pay four times for a ticket that's going to the same place?
Because you have like the little TV.
Wi-Fi works
and the Wi-Fi
first class.
And not like always. The waitress is nice to you. Right. She's yeah. The waitress. The flight attendant is nice to you.
You get first dibs on the sun chips and all the good stuff. I mean,
oh, I
for
see.
Real?
That's awesome. I love
I
that.
Why people are surprised for that. I
yeah.
A lot of people don't fly first class.
I do like a lot of humble shit, but I fly first class.
You don't even look like the type who would.
I what's
think
that mean?
I was a stewardess, I'd look at you and say, 24 is way
no.
back.
I live in a fancy building in Manhattan. Half the time they think I'm delivering the food.
Yeah, yeah. They still screen you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They shouldn't have given me money. Yeah. No, that's so cool. Wow. So all the siblings are successful. That's dope. And I was going to say like, how did you balance being a mother and a family person with also the queen of real estate?
You don't. You just can't really balance anything. It's a fallacy that somebody put out there a while ago. I didn't have my first son, my first child, until I was 46.
Okay, so...
So I had already built my empire. If I had done it together,
yeah,
my son would have won on my attention, and I wouldn't have been as good a leader by any shot of the imagination. I just
right.
totally live like... Just like a man, hyper-focused on my business, doing exactly what I wanted with no distractions.
Okay.
And then when that was done, I had a family.
So you were able to do the business stuff first. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was lucky at the 11th inning. I was lucky.
When did you become so certain? I envy you because you seem like your mind is set.
It's
you know?
Not set. It's open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... I don't think I'm set at all ever in my life. I just was open to opportunity. Mm. And also, I think I had a great gift to dream. I've always dreamt of myself as successful. I've always dreamt myself as the queen of real estate. The first day I opened, I thought I convinced the producer at Shark Tank that I would be his best shark ever because I dreamt it. I saw it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think the ability to stay open-minded gives you assurance, if not certainty, if there's such a difference.
Are you an avid reader? Do you read?
Hell no, I have no time. No.
I don't
have
read
you
either.
Written a book?
Yes, I have written a book.
I have to get it.
Have big breast, I'll give it to you for free.
Oh my God, you're
if
amazing.
If you don't have big breast, and I see you don't.
No, he has,
not according to my doctor.
He has big breast. this is not the right book for you, Mike.
But I'll give you the book.
Okay, I'll take it. I don't have big titties. But you also have, speaking of that, you have the new Substack, Barbara in Your Pocket.
Yes, I do.
What is that?
With that? Oh, it's great.
That's a subscription thing. And then
it's
you
a subscription
can...
thing, but I'll tell you why it's so good. Because I'm really good at helping people, entrepreneurs in particular. I wouldn't help you with your love life, but I'm really good at down and dirty business.
Yeah. Okay.
So I collect all my people as though it's a clubhouse. And we exchange ideas. We talk topics having to do with business. And I answer all the questions or stumbling blocks they're running into. So I feel like beyond Shark Tank, I'm able to then affect people's lives very directly when
wow.
they need help.
And they think they could talk to you, kind of, you're answering the questions?
Directly,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
You know, what I have is an answer for one person usually satisfies five people in the room and having the same problem.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not so much fun building a business in the early days. It really isn't. It's the hard work.
Barbara in your pocket on Substack. I'm subscribing. You don't subscribe because you have big boobs. Yeah. I'm not welcome. Why? Because I look like a homeless person?
You don't look first class. Can't do that first class.
I'm not humble enough.
I'll take the book for free. Thank you.
I don't know. Are you more of like a YOLO person or more conservative when it comes to buying things? And like,
what's a YOLO person?
YOLO, like you only live once.
Oh,
you know, really? So if you see something like I'm looking at an apartment right now. And it's a little bit above my means. It's, you know, but I'm like, you know, maybe I should bet on myself. But then the cynic inside of me is like, don't do it. Who knows what's going to happen in 2 years? Is your income going to dry up? Are you going to stop?
Yeah, but you know what I have found? I've been rubbing shoulders with so many friends and associates over the years. If you do believe in yourself and you stretch, it always comes through. I can't name one exception where someone said, oh God, I should have never done that.
Uh-huh.
I think if you really believe that the opportunity is there, the whole universe hears you. And they rally around you and they make I've counseled so many entrepreneurs to move into the bigger space, to get the bigger apartment, to put them under pressure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's a great thing because they feel the pressure.
Your back's against the wall. Yeah. Gun to your head, right?
Yeah. Gun to your head's not a bad theory.
That's what I'm doing. No, that's what I do with I run. So like I'm running the marathon for the first time.
You are.
And I'm still not at 26 miles, but like I'm thinking, I'm going to just run it like I have a gun to my head.
Yeah.
And that's going to get me through.
Have a heart attack.
I won't have a heart attack. Well, hopefully not.
Don't lose your hat.
I know I shouldn't. I shouldn't, but I probably will. I probably will. Well, I think that's really. Oh wait, one more question. So, do you have a yacht or no?
Definitely not.
No.
Only money. I wouldn't. A yacht.
That's like
and
crazy
a jet,
money.
I wouldn't.
That was the most money. Jersey
well, you
question
fly,
you've
you
ever
fly,
asked.
You fly, coach. So no jet. We know
I'd
that.
I'd rather have friends who have a yacht and a jet.
See that she's lying. She probably has a jet.
I've been twice.
So she's coach on the jet.
She's coach on the jet.
Yeah. I always fly coach.
I love the idea.
There's only one seat on the plane.
Yeah.
Really upgrade Barbara in your pocket. Come in my jet and we'll talk.
Yes. You should do that. But no yachts. No helicopter landing on the. No, because I saw a New York Post article today. Who was it? A guy that owned something. He parked at Chelsea Piers and had a swimming pool. And had a thing. Okay. That's like the next level of billionaire. I feel.
You really want to do that? I doubt it.
No. Oh, I can't even.
I thought you were aspiring to that.
No. I drive a Jeep.
The more money, the bigger the problems people have. And that is the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
Everything gets complicated.
And I think that's why people love the sharks on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
They're just humble billionaires.
Yeah, we
fool everybody.
Barbara, thank you so much for doing this.
Much.
Huge fan. Follow Barbara on TikTok everywhere.
And Barbara in your pocket.
Barbara in your pocket on Substack. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Yay.
Was that about a half hour or 45 minutes?
No, it was about 45.
45.
Yeah.
It was full. Thank you.
Thank you. That was great.
That was so fun.
You got going.
Taking
notes. I'm like,
what's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully, we can make this really big one day. Love you.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.